The Packers held a shorter workout today, an hour and 23 minutes, with the team's first preseason game coming up on Saturday night at Lambeau Field. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Will the starters go on Saturday against the Jets? Matt LaFleur on the risk-reward factor involved.
Yeah, I think it's a lot of where you got to feel where your team is. And my experience, I would say that I think it's good for all of our guys to kind of go knock the rust off a little bit, and understanding that there's a little bit of a risk with that. Now, according to my sources, that there's a lot of injury data that supports playing guys in the preseason in regards to reducing the injury risk early into the season.
Malik Willis has been able to stay in Green Bay the entire offseason, which means he now knows the offense inside and out. He says it's important to understand why the play caller is calling a certain play.
Just understanding when Matt or whoever calls it, what is he trying to get accomplished by this play call? What's the intent of the play? And then if it's not the look that we want or that we would prefer, then be able to get to where we need to get to make it a successful play and just not turn it into a devastating loss or, you know, something like a turnover.
Football Badgers worked out today on the UW-Platteville campus. They'll hold an open workout on Saturday. Brewers have the day off today before opening a weekend series against the New York Mets at AmFam Field tomorrow night. They beat the Braves 5-4 last night for their league-leading 70th win of the season. Brewers have been outstanding on the road. They swept the six-game road trip and have won 24 of their last 30 games away from AmFam Field. The Midwest League tonight, Wisconsin Timber Rattlers on the road at Peoria, and the Beloit Skycarp are also on the road at Quad Cities. Badger women's volleyball team single-game tickets went on sale today in Madison. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.